Welcome to our food trust.
I'm your host, Lindsay Navama, toddler mama, cookbook author, food lover, and certified integrative nutrition coach on a mission to reimagine kid food culture. This is our A to Z veggie series, created to help families explore and enjoy new vegetables one alphabet letter at a time. We're breaking outside the broccoli box, and today is all about veggies that start with the letter C.
What starts with the letter C?
Cookie, silly.
That's true, but are cookies earth food?
Now, how could it be earth food?
So at Earth Food First, we approach vegetables thinking about three words: curiosity, celebration, and seasoning. So kids are naturally curious, and when we make learning to like new vegetables a celebratory adventure, the job of teaching our kids to enjoy the foods that actually are going to protect their lifelong health becomes so much easier. So here's how it works. In each mini episode, we spotlight 3 to 5 different veggies. First, we're going to uncover the magical powers that each vegetable has for our bodies and minds. Second, I share my top tips and tricks for how to introduce and prepare these veggies with our kids top of mind. And then finally, we give you access to 3 epic Earth Food First approved recipes to explore that are starring these vegetables. Now, for those of you who like to get technical, some of the veggies that we are talking about are indeed fruits, like my beloved cucumber. But in this series, let it be known that we are referring to culinary vegetables, which includes fruits and veggies that are usually used in savory cooking versus sweet recipes. Today, our spotlight veggies that start with the letter C are cauliflower, cabbage, and chard. So we're going to start off with cauliflower. Now, I think we can all agree that cauliflower has been having a moment recently. From cauliflower rice to cauliflower pizza and even cauliflower bread, people are loving cauliflower. Sometimes my daughter and I like to go hunting for what she calls unicorn cauliflower, which is also known as purple cauliflower. So what gives cauliflower its cauli-power? It's packed with vitamin C, K, B6, plus minerals. So it supports the immune system, bones, blood, and brain function. Basically, it's like a superhero for your whole body. And did you know that just 1 cup of cauliflower provides about 77% of the recommended daily intake of vitamin C? Now, that's for an adult, but I mean, come on, move on over, oranges. There's a new kid in town. Plus, it's fiber rich, which is basically like a broom that sweeps away all the yucky stuff in our kiddos' tummies, making them feel great inside and out. It's also a member of the cruciferous family, which has been shown to improve cholesterol levels and blood glucose control and improve gut health by feeding the good bacteria in your gut and improving the diversity of the gut biome to prevent constipation, one of the very best ways we can support our kids' gut health. Eating cruciferous vegetables regularly has also been linked to help preventing some colorectal cancers. All right, now we're going to dive into my top tips for introducing and preparing cauliflower. If you have younger kids, I highly recommend you rename it Cauli-Power and explain all the ways it's basically a superhero for their health. You can also throw sunshades and a cape on a head of cauliflower. You can make the cape from like a little washcloth with some rubber bands and just set it in the middle of the table. So when your kid walks in, definitely they're going to get a laugh. They're going to approach this crazy cauliflower character wearing sunshades and wonder what it is. And it's such a great way to just bring lightness into the kitchen. So you can personify any vegetable that you're trying to introduce. Again, if your kid is, I'd say, like 6 or under, this little trick can work wonders because instantly that vegetable becomes friendly, fun, and is more likely to become a friend that they're willing to eat. Okay, for older kids, you can explain that it is a creative chameleon vegetable. So it really takes on whatever flavor they can imagine. Cauliflower buffalo wings, for example, or there's lots of like cauliflower shrimp popcorn going around. You can do almost anything with it because it really doesn't have much flavor. So you can add it to smoothies, pastas, pancakes, or even turn it into steaks. What? Yes, cauliflower steaks are a thing. They're amazing. And you just take a big head of your cauliflower. You want to cut it into like big, thick steaks, essentially like 1.5 inches thick. You can roast them. You can grill them, top them with seasonings, colorful vegetables, even protein. Cauliflower steaks. Can't recommend them enough. So how are we preparing our cauliflower? So many different ways. Cauliflower is really great steamed or simply boiled because then you can rice it, especially if you have a ricer. It makes amazing cauliflower rice. You don't have to buy it frozen if you don't want to, or you can blend it into like this incredible creamy soup. I like cauliflower roasted because it gets really caramelized and delicious. So I roast mine at 425 for maybe 25 to 35 minutes. Again, you can buy frozen cauliflower rice. This is amazing to add to smoothies. There is no flavor. It just makes it more thick and delicious. So now we're going to talk about our three epic Earth Food First approved cauliflower recipes. The first one is actually in my cookbook, Hungry for Harbor Country, and we will post a link to it in the show notes. It is big, bold, and beautiful, and it is baked buffalo style whole roasted cauliflower. So it is a whole head of cauliflower that you dip in this beautiful batter and you roast it till it's like a golden brown, and then you baste it with the tangy, delicious buffalo or barbecue sauce, and then you're going to sprinkle it with crumbled up bacon if you're a bacon lover, or you could use nuts and potato chips and some green onions. So especially during football season, this is a really fun like appetizer to make, but you can make it anytime. It is an amazing way to introduce your kids to cauliflower. You cut a wedge for everyone and put it on the middle of the plate. I'd be shocked if they don't take a bite. For the second epic recipe, let's revisit the cauliflower steak. So like I mentioned, these are so delicious, definitely a great way to enjoy cauliflower, and you can top it with anything you'd like. For kiddos, a great way to start is just roast the piece of cauliflower and then top it with cheese at the end under the broiler for like a little bit. Cheesy cauliflower steak, very few are going to say no to that. So the third epic cauliflower recipe is a simple mashed cauliflower with butter. So delicious. Steam your cauliflower, run it through a ricer, or simply mash it with a potato masher. Whip in a little butter, salt, and pepper. So good. So moving right along, we're now going to talk about cabbage. Cabbage is a vegetable that definitely deserves a place on your plate at least once a week. So these light green or deep purple heads of goodness are just waiting to be unleashed in your kitchen. So I get that cabbage is not the most glamorous vegetable in the garden, but it has so many magical powers. So think of cabbage as like a VIP pass to a vitamin party that is boasting a guest list with vitamin C, vitamin K, and so many more. It's really this ultimate nutrient-packed powerhouse, and it is extremely fiber-rich, which makes it very gut-friendly. So cabbage is something that keeps your digestive system running smoothly and basically allows you to have happier belly dances daily, if you know what I mean. Cabbage is also like a big hug for your heart because it has cholesterol-lowering and blood sugar pressure-regulating powers. So how do we make cabbage an MVP in the kitchen? Have a cabbage tasting. Buy all the kinds of cabbage, red, green, Napa, Savoy, and just explore the colors, textures, then create plates, big plates with leaves of cabbage, a bunch of different dipping oils, dressings, guacamole, olive oil, just make it a whole thing. Kids love to explore, as do adults, by the way, the texture, feel, and taste. So have a cabbage tasting. You can also host a cabbage cook-off. So you can invite friends over and everyone can make a different part of the meal using, you guessed it, cabbage. All right, for little kids, tell them cabbage helps you poop. They tend to like any excuse for potty language. Plus, It's true. And remember, if they don't like it prepared one way, try it another way. Stella, my four-year-old, did not like regular cabbage like in a salad for a very long time, but she's always loved sauerkraut because she loves pickled and tart things. So when I was finally able to get her to understand that sauerkraut is made from cabbage, all cabbage became a friend. See how that works? So just keep offering it and eventually they do come around. So when I'm cooking cabbage, I love to braise it. So braising means to like lightly, quickly fry something in a little bit of oil and then cook it for a long time with a covered lid in a little bit of liquid. So it's like a low and slow process. So I love to braise red or green cabbage with like sweet and fatty flavors. So think like dried fruits, apples. I might throw some like bacon lardons in there, something like that. And it's like this beautiful umami flavor, delicious like in the fall, especially really warming. You can also boil whole heads of cabbage, and you'd want to do that if you're going to use the leaves to make like a stuffed cabbage roll, which is very popular in many cultures. But my favorite way, truthfully, to eat cabbage is just raw. It has this incredible crunch. So for red and green, I just slice it very thinly, or I'll shred it using a mandolin into like these fluffy hay-like stacks. And then I like to marinate it for a couple hours using like a simple olive oil and vinegar dressing with some caraway seeds and a little bit of honey. It's so good. We actually had that simple salad for the first time in this like little alm or these little mountain huts after a super long hike in Austria. And we were just blown away by how simple but delicious this red cabbage salad that we were eating was. We literally ordered two of them, like a second one. And yes, we were very starving at the moment, but it really was just so exceptional, and I've made it ever since. I also love raw shredded Savoy cabbage or Napa cabbage. Now, those are the cabbages that like look almost ruffly and they're light green. They're not the smooth globe cabbage. And these are really great with like a sesame peanut ginger dressing that's a little thicker. Try it with like a Chinese chicken salad with the Napa cabbage or the Savoy cabbage. I promise you will not miss the iceberg. You will never look back. Cabbage loves Chinese chicken salad. It just does. Let's talk about our epic Earth Food First approved cabbage recipes. Napa cabbage, Chinese chicken salad. Can we just take a moment for Chinese chicken salad? It's so good. It's like the chicken, the crunchy noodles, the oranges, the whole thing. Try it with Napa cabbage. Email me if you hate it. I think you will love it. It's so good. Braised red cabbage with apples. I told you this is a great fall warming, delicious recipe. And so again, we're linking to all of these in the show notes. And then the best recipe for stuffed cabbage rolls. Cabbage rolls are something that many cultures will claim as their own. Jewish people will say, no, it started with us. You will hear Croatians say, no, it started over here in Croatia. Also in Asia, they have stuffed cabbage rolls. So it's really this global phenomenon from long ago, but they're easy to make and they are so hearty, so healthy, and so delicious. For our last spotlight vegetable, we're going to talk about chard. So chard is a great introductory green for kids because its leaves are much softer than kale. It's less bitter than kale. And so it's just easier for younger palates to enjoy and easier actually to digest. And if there's one vegetable that kids do not get enough of, and frankly, most adults do not get enough of, it is greens. So finding ways to add more greens to our day is like finding gold. Greens are basically this like renaissance vegetable where they really do it all when it comes to protecting our health. So we want to try to treat them like the VIPs that they literally are. They're packed with phytonutrients, essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and they really just support our overall health from immunity and digestion to reducing the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and cancers. They're also really high in fiber, and I am so pro fiber because more fiber means a healthier gut. So past the greens, am I right? So let's dive into the magic powers of chard. Here is why this veggie superstar deserves to be a headliner in your kitchen and fun ways to share this info with your kids. Iron mania. Move over, Popeye. There is a new superhero in town when it comes to iron. Chard is absolutely packed with iron, giving kiddos superhero energy to win their day. And when you cook chard or you pair it with vitamin C, it actually makes the iron more bioavailable, easier for our bodies to use. It's also a bone boss. Break out your fireball and blinding lights dancing shoes because chard is here to keep your bones strong and TikTok ready thanks to calcium and vitamin K. It's basically like a party for your skeleton. Chard also has your back with a hefty dose of vision-boosting antioxidants, and the potassium in chard will keep your heart happy. So how do we want to introduce chard to our family? Definitely start with rainbow chard. So you're going to look for the bright green leaves with the neon pink and yellow and orange stalks. So this is like a kaleidoscope of color, and it feels so fun for kids and for adults, if I'm being honest. Then you want to buy it, wash it, feel it, and cut it together. So let your kids be a part of this process from store to plate, right? Go in and let them choose which bundles of chard they are going to select, and then in the kitchen, connect with them as you're washing it, chopping it, and deciding how to prepare it. Now for littles, the chard leaves are so huge, and so it's fun to kind of play a game of peekaboo with them before cooking the chard. So anything that brings fun into the kitchen around food is going to be a great mechanism and a great way to get your kids on board to look at that food as a friend, and that's our goal. Now, how are we going to prepare our chard? My absolute favorite way to do this takes less than 10 minutes, and it is so simple. And this is how Stella learned to love chard. So you're just going to saute it with a little bit of coconut oil, your favorite salt, and maybe a little bit of broth. Sometimes I add some coconut aminos if I want to make it a little sweeter. But again, this is a super quick method, and this is a hot tip. Using coconut oil to saute your greens rounds out the bitterness that they have, and it is just such a complimentary pairing. Chard is also excellent boiled in soups or stews. You can saute it again and add it to pasta sauce, eggs, or use it for warm salads. And then if you braise chard, that is also going to remove some of the bitterness. And when you add in something salty, like some crushed nuts or some bacon, you'll be like spinach who? Chard is the new spinach. I'm calling it out right now. Chard is the new spinach or the new kale. Chard is the new kale. That's probably more accurate. All right. Finally, chard can be blended into smoothies. So you can pair this with like frozen pineapple, and my favorite protein powder is Be Well by Kelly Levesque. And so I use her vanilla protein powder with the chard and frozen pineapple, and it is like a tropical treat. So delicious. Here are the three epic Earth Food First approved chard recipes. So one is this really amazing sausage, greens, and beans pasta. So the chard would be your greens. If you don't do sausage, you could easily do another type of like ground turkey, ground beef, or you can just leave the meat out altogether and just do the beans. But adding the greens into this pasta gives it this beautiful pop of color and makes it so much more nutrient dense. It's this very hearty, homey recipe. Chard and cheddar omelet. Such an easy way to get greens into your kids. Start adding them to their eggs. If you are not confident that they will try it right away with the big pieces of greens, you can take your eggs and your chard or your spinach or whatever, blend it, and then just cook that batter into an omelet. The whole omelet will be green. It's really fun. It's like green eggs and ham situation. That is how I started getting Stella comfortable eating more green food, which made it so much easier for her to start to enjoy greens themselves. All right, the final recipe is a chard tahini dip. So dips are great. Dips are fun. You want to make sure they're healthfully made. Tahini is going to be that like sesame butter or sesame paste, and this has chard in it. It does have garlic. You can easily leave that out if you're sensitive to garlic, or if your little one is still learning to love garlic, just leave the garlic out in this recipe. But this is protein rich, great to dip in with chips or veggies, serve it up in some endive leaves. It's amazing. So now you have three veggies to explore that start with the letter C. But of course, there are so many more. Don't forget about carrots, celery, celeriac or celery root, which is incredible, totally underused. It's amazing if you mash it and add butter to it instead of potatoes. Cucumbers, you can check out Stella's favorite way to enjoy cucumbers in my free Veggies First Guide. Corn, collard greens, chicory, which is also known as endive, choisum, which is a Chinese flowering cabbage that is often in the farmers markets here in California. It's incredible. And we have linked to some of our favorite recipes using all of these different veggies in our show notes. Now it's time for a little food for thought. So I created these A to Z veggie series to debunk a common statement made by both kids and parents that can really get in the way of learning to like vegetables. And it goes a little something like this. I don't like vegetables. Or, my kid's not a veggie eater. When I hear this, my initial reply is always, well, which vegetables don't they like? Because there are literally thousands of different types of vegetables worldwide and even more ways to prepare them. So I explain saying I don't like vegetables is like saying I don't like sauce. Well, which kind of sauce? You see, it's not really the vegetables that our kids don't like. Their distaste of veggies is a direct reflection of how our American food culture treats vegetables. Kids often dislike the idea of vegetables because they've come to represent a food group that's sort of presented as this boring thing they have to eat to get a treat. And this is really where we come in. So if we want our kids to love the foods that love them back, we need to celebrate vegetables as magical treats that we are so very lucky to eat. We love to see our community in action. So as you eat your way through this A to Z veggie challenge, feel free to tag us at Earth Food First. As always, thanks so much for listening, for caring, and for being bold in the face of change. If you learned something, it would mean the world for you to follow, rate, and review our podcast and share it with your favorite families. These actions will literally help our show go on. Find more Earth Food First goodness on Instagram at Earth Food First, on our website, earthfoodfirst.com, and don't forget to grab your free Veggies First Guide. The link is in the show notes.